This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, the host right here on Auto World. Each and every week, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. I see you sitting there. I enjoy you sitting there relaxing and riding shotgun with me. I'm sitting here in Boise, Idaho, live, where the elevation is 2730. The microphone temperature is now up a little bit because we're on the second hour. We have 3 hours each and every week of Auto World for you. Each and every one of you tune in, of course, on our great affiliates throughout the listening audience. And it's a pleasure. All of you are friends. You might not know each other, but you do know now that you are tuning in and listening to Auto World, listening to me each and every week. And I'm really happy and very proud to be here, honored to have you with me. Sit back and relax. We are going to have fun this hour. Oh, yeah. A couple things that we're going to be doing this hour here on Auto World. First and foremost, though, you're the star. That means that, you know, you can sit back and listen. Of course, we want you to. But I want your input. I want your input in the aspect of, maybe you didn't have any problems with your automobiles. Maybe you aren't looking to buy a car. Maybe you're not looking at selling a car. Maybe you're saying, I'm good. My Auto World's good. Well, that's good. I would like to just hear that. That's what it's all about. This is a positive show. A financial show. Saving you money when it comes to the auto repairs. Yes. This last week I was quite busy, actually, with emails, and I'm very proud to say that. You've been listening to me, and I'm receiving what I'm asking for, and I do appreciate that. I ask you to email me through the week whenever you have a question or, like you say, even something that's good. I'm good in my auto world, Mark. Just good to hear from you each and every week through email. That email address... Don't be bashful. You can email me right now, live, of course, Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your phone call, folks. 855-660-4261. Hasn't changed since 1992. Now, with that, too, I had a couple of you emailed me and say, I can't get through on the phone line. Well, this is why. So if you're sitting and listening on a delayed station, we might be a day delayed or a week delayed or a different day. You're listening to me there on your lunch break. Well, that means that it's delayed. And that means that you don't get an answer because there might be another show running at that time. Or, like you say, I'm not live at that time. It's delayed. And sometimes the affiliates can't run the show when we are live. They run it when they can run it. And that's they want the show. And I'm glad they do want the show. I want a lot more affiliates because I need to help as many people as I can and give a lot of our great, all of you, some great news, Auto World tips, of course, and just have fun and help you save the cash. So, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll take your email. We'll fix it and find it and see what the heck we could do for you, good or bad. That's all there is to it. Again, I'll do a little shout-out to your automotive shops, your detail shops, your repair shops, the transmission shops, the tire shops. If your car or vehicle is sitting in one of those shops and you don't understand what they're talking about, they've thrown over an estimate that's so expensive that to you it's very expensive. You're thinking, why is it costing $2,800 to do this? I will, for no charge, folks, I will actually, if you email me and shoot me over their email and or their phone number, I'll call them for you. I'll represent you. I like to do that. I learn. It's, again, I'm in Boise, Idaho live, but with the Auto World affiliates, I'm everywhere. And that means that I learn that throughout the globe that we're on, the earth that we're sitting on, the folks over in the Virgin Islands, hey, how you guys doing? Good to see you. I love the color of your water. Oh, yeah. You have the same problems that we do have here in Boise, Idaho. And this is one thing I do find by talking and emailing with you folks through email and phone calls. So with that, sometimes the prices are a little bit more per hour on the labor. Sometimes, as we all know, a lot of the parts and pieces are still sitting in the containers out of Long Beach and San Francisco, et cetera, that has come across from Japan and China and other places. I'm caught up in that web, too, by the way. I have customers' cars here that we can't get parts for. They're sitting there waiting in the containers. And so we're all dealing with that. But overall, again, I'd love to help you. I had a customer the other day that has a Ford pickup sitting in the Ford dealership in Denver, Colorado. And this is, I say, a customer. This is a charter member here on Auto World that listens all the time. Hi. Good to have you here. Appreciate you sharing with me because I wanted to share it with everybody else that you told me that the Denver, Colorado Ford dealership said, you know, they had their vehicle there for over a month, folks, and it needs an oil pump on a warranty basis. There's no cost to the customer, but I did the call for them and talked to the dealership and found that, you know, kind of calmed things down for both sides, and that's what it's all about. You know, because the customer didn't quite understand the mechanic jargon that the Denver, Colorado Ford dealership was talking about. So that's what it's all about. Just calm everybody down, and everybody can be relaxed. And, yeah, sometimes it doesn't turn out that easy either. Sometimes we have to pull the vehicle away from the shop and go to another shop. And before we do that, I help them do that, too, with tow trucks and all that. But I also call the new shop and visit with them. And that's basically, we call that like a little interview. So, anyway, with that said, this second hour of Auto World, oh, yeah, the big LC. No more. The end. See ya. Goodbye. Thanks for the memories. We're going to get to that. And I have the Auto World little car fact here coming up the second hour. A bustle rear end. Ooh la la, yeah. And we got to get to that 2022, second hour 2022. It's a flagship that is born. Large, twin-turbo V6, ECB, and it also has an EPS. See? Mechanical organ jargon. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. That's coming up here in a little bit. But most of all, oh, did I happen to mention headlights needed at nighttime? That's a news title. Headlights needed at nighttime. Duh. We're going to find out what that's all about. But first and foremost, Facebook message me. Mark Evans is the address over there at Facebook. Message me. Do. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our email right here. Also, Axelrod Alex. Oh, yeah. 855-660-4261. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine ready for your call at any time. We're a bunch of petrol heads here, and so are you. And we're, you know, I got to give you your octane for this week, and it's coming this way, your way, all our ways, coming the second hour. A little tease here before we head out on the first break. A 95-year-old coming up on the third hour, a 95-year-old gets his way, gets his wish also, by the way, thanks to General Motors. And the results are in. We have a charter member here that has one of these vehicles, and I'm probably going to blow his head gasket when he hears the price of what this car sold for at an auction, an internet auction, that is. And coming up in the third hour, zero traffic collision fatalities by 2050. That's a statement from a car company coming the third hour. But I look forward to your calls here the second hour. And where's Waldo, by the way? There in that interior picture I shot over there. I'm asking you, it's kind of like, well, where's Waldo, but it's more like, what brand is it? We had Mary the first hour. She saw the V in the steering wheel in the interior picture that I posted on the Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio Facebook page. She said there's something to do with the V in the steering wheel. Well, she's right. Okay, so we're there. We found where's Waldo. Well, at this point, it's where's the brand? It's in the steering wheel. Take a look at that interior picture. Beautiful. Brand new vehicle. They're bringing two of them to us. So stay tuned for that right here on the second hour of Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. Microphone temperature's now gone up to 102. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
about the only way I can get my hands clean after working on a car is at the car wash. Yeah, I wear those gloves, but they still my hands still get a little greasy and dirty. Why not, huh? Ah, yeah. Keeps the chemicals off the hands. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you being here. Had that trivia question out there the first hour, carried it over here to the second hour, and it looks like we do have an answer to it. The question is, what 19th century engineer devised an internal combustion engine which works without a spark plug? Jim gets me. Answers it correctly. Jim, congratulations. Jim is listening to us. He says, in Oklahoma City. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma City, KZLS AM 1640, Oklahoma City. Edmond, Stillwater, and all the towns in between and around. Thank you. Appreciate that. They're the powerhouse, a lot of wattage, and that means that we have a lot of folks listening there in the Oklahoma City area. And Jim, thanks. And Jim says, the engineer's name is Rudolph Diesel. Jim, you're right. Congratulations. Yes. I don't know, Jim, if you do have Rudolph Diesel, the gentleman, the engineer, that devised an internal combustion engine which works without a spark plug. Diesel, that is. Yes, Rudolph Diesel. Jim, send me an email back. I've got some great detail gifts for you for the inside, outside of your car. And also, I'm going to throw in, since we're talking diesel, I have no clue. Jim, if you do have, great. Let me know if you own a diesel. If you don't, I'm still going to send you a bottle of FS. Fuel supplement, fuel cleaner, fuel for diesels. So, Jim, if you... That bottle might cause you, it's a cleaner, kind of like fuel injection cleaner for the gas engine. Well, this is for the diesel engine. It works really good. Fuel supplement works really good. I've always used it. FS is the, right there on the bottle, works good. And Jim, email me back if you don't want the diesel, you know, additive cleaner, and you don't have a diesel, no problemo. I will send you a bottle. You got gas, you say. Let me know. I will send you a bottle of fuel injector cleaner. We'll get those injectors cleaned up. That's how this all works. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. From Oklahoma City. Well, you know, I was talking a little bit earlier on the hour, first hour of Auto World about service stations. Yeah, service stations. The full service gas stations, how you drove over the rubber bell and it ding-dinged and all that and ran out to you. Well, why not? This is Auto World, so we have a little bit of history with those two words. It's called service station.
In every neighborhood today, there is a service station. You can probably remember seeing one in your own neighborhood. Here you can buy gasoline and oil for your car. And you receive many other services as well. Because so many people have cars today, service stations are very important. Long ago, there weren't many service stations. You probably know the reason why. In those days, there weren't many automobiles. The few there were would seem funny to us today. People wore special coats to keep dirt from the dusty road off their clothes. And the goggles kept dust out of their eyes. If you had lived in those days, you would have found that a drive in the family car was a real adventure. Something like a pioneer adventure. If you had a flat tire, as you often did on such poor roads, there wasn't a service station nearby to have it fixed. You had to fix it yourself. Pumping up a tire by hand was hard work. But a pioneer's work is always hard. There were only a few service stations in those days. Often they were out back of the local hardware store. They weren't really service stations as we know them today, but here you could buy gasoline. If you wanted 5 gallons, the storekeeper would measure it out 1 gallon at a time. The storekeeper kept a barrel of oil on hand for your strange-looking machine, but the chances were you'd have to show him where to put the oil.
Things change, don't they? Do you miss the service station? No, just drive in, throw the plastic card in that little slot. In today's world, the thing, you can't get it out unless it tells you you can get it out. It's locked in there. They're grabbing your number, and you know what that means. Oh, you know, hopefully it's not a scam. Anyway, that's just a little bit of history for you. I'd like to go back in time. Why not? Because that's where it all started. And sometimes I have memories of No, I'm not that old. I have a 1916 Chevrolet, but I'm thinking, you know, that thing was raised and born and drove on dirt roads. We don't have those today. So I have to, of course, when I get that car out and drive it, I have to spray water on those wood spoke wheels to get them all nice and wet, because the wheels now give. Back in the day, the road gave, the dirt road. So anyway, a little bit of a little, boy, we got it lucky, don't we? All our new cars don't even have to. Don't even have to grab the hand choke anymore and, haunt, and play it like a trombone just to keep the car running. Welcome into Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Second hour of Auto World. And coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be sharing with you the big LC no more. The end. See ya. Gone. Goodbye. Thanks for the memories. That's coming your way. But right now, we have time, and it is time to do the Auto World Little Car Fact. Yes, the Auto World Little Car Fact is brought to you by Lug Nut Pete's Penetrating Lubricant. When you need a lubricant, call Pete. I'll shut her down right there because you never know. He gets in the studio here sometimes with delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. We'll have to ask him and get him behind the microphone. The Auto World Little Car Fact, it was a 1948 Lincoln Continental, the United States car, luxury car back in the day. The 1948 model year marked the end of the original Lincoln Continental, the Ford Motor Company's finest car of the time. The Continental name would not be revived until the 1956 Continental Mark II. It was also the last year for Lincoln's V12 engine back in 1948. Like the 46 and the 47 Lincoln Continental, the 48 was basically a warmed-over version of the 1942 edition, which was interrupted by United States' entry into World War II. The characteristics of this car was the bustle rear end and exterior spare tire were retained on the back, as that's where it gets the bustle rear end. Postwar models received a heavier bumper and a two-piece cross-hatched grille. A wing globe hood ornament was also new. The 1948 Continental Coupe and Convertible were built on the same 125-inch wheelbase, and was this plain Lincoln's. 125 horsepower? Whew, what was the cost of this bad boy back in that day? $4,662. $4,746 for the convertible back in 1948. We're going to be coming right back. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 17 American missionaries are reportedly being held hostage in Haiti. Haitian Times founder Gary Pierre Pierre says this shows there is a breakdown in civil society in Haiti.
Police are afraid to attack gangs, and when they try to attack the gangs, they get arrested. They get their equipment confiscated, and they have to negotiate with the gangsters to get the equipment back.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. A notorious gang is believed to be behind the kidnappings of a group of mostly Americans on Saturday. The missionaries were reportedly abducted after visiting an orphanage north of Port-au-Prince. The State Department says they're aware of the report. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning of a possible fifth wave of COVID-19 if not enough Americans get vaccinated. Fauci with no scientific data to back up his claim. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Careful where you're standing. Don't get in the middle of the road, folks. Actually, today's sitting and standing. Get off the sidewalk. Get in the yard. Anyway, hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Got a little trivia, another quick trivia question. I'll throw this out there to you. I've got more gifts than that Lincoln Continental. It's a 52, I think. It's a big four-door, suicide doors, beautiful. Beautiful car that's been beat. The staff here, we just get the sledgehammers out and have a good time with it. Here's the question for you, our great listeners that are listening on GCNLive.com, all of our great affiliates throughout the earth that we're on, and, of course, all the apps that you're listening to me on. Thank you. Appreciate that. By what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia? By what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia? 855-660-4261. Here's my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, what you're listening to, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. Address there is Mark Evans. You're welcome to go over. We're going to be talking about, we're going to get to the bottom of those pictures that we put up on our Auto World Radio Facebook page, our Mark Evans Facebook page, and also the Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. Little housekeeping, and just want to let you know, you can always, of course, get in touch with me throughout those three, social networking. But you can also can go back in time, folks. I just want to do a shout out to our own podcast. Everyone seems like they have a podcast. This podcast is different. That means that you can get each and every hour of Auto World in the past, whenever you'd like to go back to whatever date you want to listen to. You can go back and listen. Just Google Auto World Podcast. We're right on the top. Very proud of that. You don't have to hunt and you don't have to search. Just Auto World Podcast. You can go back, and of course, with that said, I'm not hiding. You can see pictures of me there too, and that means I'm not hiding. So go ahead, go for it. And if you have any questions, I definitely, the staff here at Auto World, all of us, including my hairstylist, Lawnmower Larry, he's always giving me a good clip. He's even involved, folks, in Auto World to keep this bad boy running, keep the wheels on the wagon and all. And that means that we sit down, we say, we got to give our listeners, our charter members, our brand new listeners, our brand new folks that are listening on brand new affiliate radio stations and all, something each and every week that they will learn. And we want them to go back. We want you to go back and kind of library these Auto World podcasts so you can keep up the good work of your knowledge. So my main goal here is to make sure that each and every one of you can go into an automotive repair shop, detail shop, tire shop, windshield shop, paint shop, and know the lingo. Know what they're talking about. Now, this is not going to happen overnight, so we can call Auto World pretty much like a school for you. And also some fun, you know, like we just had for the Auto World little car fact, the bustle rear end. That Lincoln Continental with a big tire out the back. Big buns. Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Well, here on Auto World again, the second hour. That trivia question. By what name is Mazda Miata known in Australia? Let's go across the pond because people in Australia are listening. Sold a Ford Falcon over there to Australia. It was in the container for quite a month. A month in the container across the seas. But when it got there, it started right up and he drove it home and he was happy with me. And that's what it's all about. That was one of our customers here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Well, it's time now to talk about... Didn't get in the first hour, so we got to get this in. I promised you three vehicles, one each hour, 2022 vehicles that are brand new flagships. Well, here's one. Here it is. The 2022 Volkswagen Jetta EPA estimated fuel economy ratings announced, folks. Now, they have to do EPA. They have to, these manufacturers have to announce this, and they have to do what they say. They did. The 2022 Jetta models offer an EPA estimated 43 mpg highway for manual transmission models, folks. 43 miles to the gallon. The 2022 Jetta GLI models offer an EPA estimated 37 miles per gallon highway for manual transmissions also. Volkswagen of America announced this, officially the fuel economy ratings for the 2022 Volkswagen Jettas. Base models, of course, with the manual. Now, you do get better gas mileage with manual over, you know, automatics, only if you don't hot rod them, folks. They're equipped with a 1.5-liter turbocharged and direct injection. Oh, yeah. It means a lot. Compact SUVs featuring Volkswagen's modified version of the Miller cycle is what they call it, where the intake valves are closed early in the induction stroke to help with fuel economy. And it has very high compression ratio of up to 11.5 to 1. An upshot is a compression, a combination of low speed torque and competitive fuel economy. Now that's the secret. They call it the Miller cycle. The intake valves are closed early in the induction stroke to get that fuel economy. Now, you know, this means a lot, meaning that we've been talking about electric. We've been talking about electric quite a bit. 43 miles to the gallon. The Jetta GLI models feature a 2.0-liter engine equipped with the standard 6-speed manual transmission. It has the estimated, here's where it drops, 26 miles to the gallon in the city. Why? It's a manual transmission, folks. You're pushing the clutch in and out all the time. 37, though, on the highway. Combined 30, of course, total. That's what a lot of you are wondering about. What's my combined? Because, yeah, a lot of you aren't just driving on the freeway. You're driving in town, too. The models are equipped with the optional 7-speed, oh yeah, 7-speed DSG dual-clutch automatic transmission also. They have an EPA estimated rating of 26 in the city, 36 on the highway, 30 combined there. According to the EPA, folks, buyers of the 2022 Jetta can save as much as $1,500 in fuel over 5 years compared to the national average. The new vehicle while those who choose the GLI can save as much as $500. Now, with all this said, you do remember, don't you? Everybody here reported it about Volkswagen doing that diesel thing. You know, they got in trouble with the government, EPA, because they were cheating on the little electronic chip. Well, they fixed it, and they paid the fines, and they moved on. And as far as I read on this Jetta, good gas mileage now, 43 miles per gallon with a manual transmission on a 2022 Jetta. It is a fast, and it still is a fast little car. And not too many car manufacturers actually offer a manual transmission. So you have two here, the Jetta, the 2022 Jetta, and the 2022 Jetta GLI offers the manual. And don't forget, though, I got to point out that the Ford Focus has that dual-clutch automatic transmission, that automatic, and Jetta has it, too. You can get it with automatic in it, the DSG dual-clutch automatic. And some of you have called me and emailed me also on this. What's this noise I hear in my Ford Focus when it shifts? It's the clutch plates working in that automatic transmission. Of course, you're only going to get that noise if you're hot-rodding it. Oh, yeah. That means the go pedal, push it. See if you can get yours to make that sound. Anyway, coming up also, we're going to be talking about, the LC. Goodbye. That's coming up next. Let's just do that next, and we're going to get to your emails also. I've got an email to share with you. In the bag to the left of me, we're going to dig into that bad boy and pull one out. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Got to slow it up. We just pulled this bad boy in for the break, and now we're pulling it away from the curb. Good to be with you. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Been in the field, Auto World, actually, Auto Talk, automotive repair, and all anything to do with tasting of the transmission fluid and engine oil for 45 years. Good to be with you. Got a trivia question out there, folks. Let's get her answered. By what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia for? By what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia? I always like to, you know, get everyone involved. We're over in Australia also. Why not? Let's say hi to the Aussies. Hey, everybody. Good to have you along. Good to be here with you each and every week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email that you can email me at this point right now. And Facebook message me. Mark Evans is the address. Go on over, take a look, friend me over there. We got a couple slots left. Why not? It takes the power of all of the people, all of us, to make a good village. And we do have a good village here. We're all octane and petrol heads. Absolutely. Let's get to that email before we get to the, what? No more LC? Bye-bye. Okay, let's get to the email bag. Over to the left, over here. Got a lot of emails, so let's get to them and get fixing cars. Dig in there deep, find one. What we do with emails is actually print those out. You email me through the week or right now live, and we look at them, print them out, and I help you through the week. For you folks that I didn't get to yet, I'm going to be working here over time to get to you and answer your and help you with your emails. So come around. Usually I get everybody fixed and you know, communicated to before Monday, the end of Monday. And, of course, some of them, these emails I share live on the air because the only reason, of course, is to help you, but to help everybody else because you're not the only one with the same problemo. Now, when you email me, if you do not want me to read it on the air, but help, just say it. No to the live on air. And I never do share your names, your emails. No, folks. This is between you and I, period. And that if you want to change your name and call yourself Jim and you want to be Sally, I do. It doesn't matter. Do it. So, let's get to it. This one I can read. Let's go for it. Mark, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Wow. Wazak, awesome. He said, awesome show. I own and enjoy my Porsche Boxster. Purchased it brand new in 2000. Haven't had too many problems with her, but now I have a small oil leak. It looks like the whole underneath entire bottom of the engine is wet with oil. Was wondering if you could give some tips on what could be leaking and maybe how much I should set aside for repair. Thank you, Michael, in Corpus Christi, Texas. Well, let's do... Michael, thanks. Good to have you here with me and all the other listeners and the Auto World staff and GCN, everybody, Axelrod Alex and Lawnmower Larry that clips my hair, giving me a good clip, says hi. Good to have you along. Let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate down there in Corpus Christi. That is K-E-Y-S, A-M 1440, Portland, Mathis, Alice, and of course, Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you folks along. Porsche Boxster, fun car. Fun car, Michael. Really fun to drive. Of course, the convertible, and as you know, Michael, it's a little bit spendy to fix. The mid-engine there behind you when you're sitting in the driver's seat. Got to take a lot of stuff out, the panels and everything, to get to that engine. And when you do get that all torn apart, or the panels and all that, to the upholstery and everything pulled back, Michael, for sure, a dealer or an independent, make sure the independent has worked on Porsche Boxsters. They are a very unique car to work on. You got to have the special tools. You got to know what you're doing, because a lot of the things are kind of, well, how do you undo this and how do you undo that, you know? And so if you've never worked on one, for instance, like the starter in it, Michael, is a very unique way of, I usually use a 3.5 foot extension coming through the center seats to get the starter bolt out that's on the bottom. Very unique. You can't see it. So you got to know where that bolt is. That's why I just sit in the passenger seat with my 3.5 foot extension and undo the bolt. You can see the top bolt, but not the bottom bolt. So that's just the starter. Now let's get to your oil problem. Now, here's your oil leak. It's a 2000, you said. Porsche Boxster 2000. Okay, so you've got some miles, you got some years on it, and now you've got some juice called oil leaking on the bottom. Here's what's going on. The valve cover gaskets on both sides of the pancake engine, Michael, are leaking. Now, you cannot do this yourself, and I do not recommend you to even take it to an independent. No, 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 no. No independent is going to work on this. Period. Unless they are certified, you want to see the certification of some sort, like the ASE, the little blue star, that they are certified in Porsche Boxster pancake engines. Why? Because there is no gaskets, Michael. None. The valve covers on a Porsche Boxster pancake engine, I believe, have 24, maybe 26 bolts holding that valve cover on one side and 24, 26 on the other side. The valve cover has no gaskets. It's been put together. It's an aluminum engine machined correctly, and this is why it's leaking. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, Michael. So it expands, it contracts, etc., and you start leaking. And when you do take off that valve cover with those bolts, it looks real simple. Oh, they're right there. It's easy. Undo those bolts. No. When you do, the valve cover are the upper part of the journals who holds the two camshafts in on each side. Yes, it's a four camshaft engine. So if you undo that valve cover, you're taking apart the camshafts on the top. That's the journals that are holding the camshafts in that engine. No, the camshafts won't fall out. But talk about a precise, very technical job. 10 being the toughest, it's a 12. Now, the dealer can do that. They'll pull that apart. I've done them. I don't answer the phone. I don't want to be interrupted. This is like an open-heart surgery. You have to literally spray paint a certain type of silicone on that aluminum valve cover by putting it back on. If that valve cover thickness is a little bit too, that silicone you put on there and you have it a little too thick, what you're causing is the journal that holds the camshafts in to be too far up. Basically, the clearance is too wide and you have no oil pressure and they seize up your engine, Michael. But that is your oil leak. That is your oil leak. I guarantee it. And that the oil pan can be popped off too and replace that oil pan and put some Porsche silicone, very high temperature, very unique silicone on there. And it takes a person that's done a lot of these to do it right. But that is your leaks, oil pan, gasket, and valve covers on both sides. And that's why you're wet and juicy all over the place, Michael. From Corpus Christi, Texas. Michael, thank you. Appreciate that. Email me back. Hope that helps. And, folks, again, do not touch your own Porsche Boxster motors. No, no, no. Don't do it. And, Michael, I need an email address so I can send you some great detailed gifts. Get that Porsche Boxster. Now, you've got a convertible. Pretty sure you do. If you don't, let me know. You're in Texas. I bet you got a convertible. I got, oh yeah, I have got some convertible top conditioner going in that gift package for you, Michael. Send me an email back right here at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and we'll get that out to you. Appreciate it. Good to be in Corpus Christi this weekend. Absolutely. That's how you do it, folks, right there. 855-660-4261 is my phone number each and every week. And also, now, email, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. It's good to have you along. Looks like our garage door is starting to roll down. That trivia question, we didn't get it answered. So go ahead, think about it for the third hour. Let's get that baby answered. And that question is, by what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia? By what name is the Mazda Miata known in Australia? I know a lot of you have the Mazda Miatas, and you like the way that little front end smiles. My wife sure does. The lights is poked up, and you got the little grill that's smiling. A lot of fun. So let's get that answered, and here's how to do it. 855-660-4261 and or email AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Well, thank each and every one of you for being here again. We're looking forward to finding out what this LC is on the third hour, of course. Saying goodbye to it. See ya. Goodbye. Thanks for the memories. And we're going to share another 2022. Well, this is a flagship that is born. It's large. It's a twin turbo. It's a V6, ECB, and an EPS coming your way on the third hour. And more of your emails. Look forward to them each and every hour. Each and every hour is different. Hope you join us. I look forward to seeing you over there. Right here on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.